now go to the first agenda item, report and possible discussion on general manager CEO report by David Collingsworth.
Well, good morning, members of the board.
Morning.
Good morning, BRA folks. It's good to see everybody here this morning. Our goal is to have a good meeting to get you through early enough that you can get on the road that's frequently interrupted by thunder and lightning, because we have rain on the way, so that's a good thing. We have as you've noticed in looking through your board book or through diligent, we have a lot of business to take care of today, and we're real excited about that. The last quarter has been fast and furious. We started the quarter off by making tremendous progress and eventually finalizing the Graham Salt Project, which is a floodplain issue, and we're really glad to have that behind us. We had a lot of staff that really worked for years to drive that to fruition and put us in a place of reduced liability, and I think the city's going to be happier and in a better place, and it was just good to get that off the books for the BRA and have a completion there. The other real good news for the quarter was that we were able to close a deal with the city of Sugar Land to extend our wastewater operations, and not only extend our wastewater operations, but grow. We're adding two new facilities in the Sugar Land area, and we're really, really excited about that. We have a great relationship with the city of Sugar Land, both on the wastewater side and on the water side, and we couldn't be more excited about what our future looks like with the city of Sugar Land. So that's really good news. A few of us spent a lot of time on the road the last 3 months visiting with some elected folks both in D.C. And around the state of Texas to talk about some of our concerns with the freshwater mussels that you'll hear a lot more about today, because we're moving forward fast and furious with that, and also the proposed Corps of Engineer water rules. We started a series of meetings with LCRA and GBRA to begin to talk about legislative issues in the mussels as well. And then also, because of the drought situation, we've begun a series of weekly phone calls with Dow Chemical, NRG, and Gulf Coast Water Authority, so that we can best maximize and understand every drop of water that's needing to be released for downstream needs. So that was a real positive thing to get started. This is going to be the first go-around, if you will, for the water master to have to deal with drought, and we're concerned that that's done that. We're concerned that that process moves forward as efficiently as possible. Now, for the next quarter, really what we're going to focus on are the initiatives that come out of today. We're asking you to approve a lot of things so that we can move down the road and make some progress on some more projects. We'll get further into our Tanner Gate project that you approved last board meeting. We'll spend a lot of time on the road. We have some more meetings lined up with some of our elected officials. And then we're also working on a meeting later in August, early September, with Dow Chemical to go down and talk to them and tour their facilities and to begin to talk about long-term future relations, water relations. So we're real excited about that as well. Right now, I want to take just a moment to introduce you to somebody new that's on our staff. I told you at the last staff meeting, the last board meeting, that we thought we had the right person to come in and begin to manage our tech services department and really focus on what we talked about was a cultural change in project delivery. And we've hired a gentleman named Chuck Wolf. Chuck, would you stand, please? Chuck is an expert in the fields of engineering and in project delivery. So we've already seen some improvements. We've already made some progress on some projects, and I think Chuck is going to fit in well and really provide a level of expertise that we need to make sure that all of our dam projects, all of our projects for the dams, move forward adequately, and that we're able to do things like Allen's Creek and Bell House Pipeline. He's going to be an instrumental role in that. So welcome aboard, Chuck. It's really good to have you. The next thing that I want to do, and you saw us taking some photos a minute ago, but I want to talk a little bit about another award that the BRA received. And at this time, I want to invite some folks to come up here and stand so that we can stare at him and embarrass him a little bit. Jay Middleton, Randy Locke, Michael Massar, Robbie Fisher, Matthew Moore. I think I got all of you. I want to tell y'all something, and that was with a y'all. At the BRA, we do a lot of things really good. One of the things that we do exceptional is operate wastewater treatment facilities. These guys are by far the best in the business, and I'm not just saying that because I wear a BRA hat. I'm saying that because I've represented them in customer meetings for years and years and years. I'm going to have to read this so I get this award exactly right. But in April of 2018, the Water Environmental Association of Texas presented the Brazos River Authority with the Ronald B. Seeger Biosolids Management Award. And that is an award that's given to an agency in the state of Texas for managing natural resources and composting. At the Temple Belton facility, we take the sludge out of the process and we take debris that's brought in. Instead of putting that in the landfill, we compost that and sell that to the benefit of the city. And I want to read you a few numbers here. Annually, we save the cities of Temple and Belton $240,000 a year from diverting that stuff, not having to go to the landfill. We also save an annual sludge transportation cost of about $135,000 a year. So you're looking at about $400,000 a year that we save those two cities just because of the ingenuity that these guys have brought into developing that compost and the fine job that they do. So how about it for these gentlemen? Thank you, guys. Thank you all for attending. Mr. Chairman, with no further ado, I'll turn the meeting over to you and we can get to work.